BetOnline continues to be your number one source for all your basketball wagering needs, including pro and college hoops throughout the year. With up-to-the-minute odds, stats, and trends, you can follow your favorite team's path to the playoffs with in-game live betting, contests, and all the best player props today. Experience the world's best wagering platform anytime from your desktop or your mobile devices. Head on over to BetOnline today to become part of the team, and remember to use promo code BELIEVE to get started. That's BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, the game starts here. Hey, friends of the ML Sports Platter, you know what? There is no such thing as downtime here on the show. Even during the various off seasons, I'm thinking about free agent signings, coaching changes, draft picks, and more. St. Bonaventure University kickstarted my journalism career. They have a long-standing reputation for training award-winning journalists like Woj from ESPN and Mike Vaccaro at the New York Post. Back when we all got our degrees, we attended SBU's campus in upstate New York. These days, you can earn your Master of Arts in Sports Journalism from the comfort of your home. Visit sbujournalism.com. That's sbujournalism.com to learn how students follow high professional standards while telling nuanced stories about the sports we love. Schedule some time with one of their super helpful enrollment advisors to guide you through their course content, program outcomes, and where the program could lead you. You'll not only learn from experienced faculty, but also accomplished alums who shape the program. You don't need any writing or broadcasting experience to apply, and there's no application fee or GRE GMAT requirement. The program is entirely online and can be completed in less than 2 years. How about that? What are you waiting for? Head on over to sbujournalism.com today to learn more. That's sbujournalism.com.
Hey, this is Joe Theismann, and you're listening to the ML Sports Platter.
ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review as we are brought to you by Rosie's Corner, Bonnet Sales and Service, Liverpool Physical Therapy, and our great friends over at Bowers & Company CPAs. Please subscribe to my YouTube page as well at ML Sports Platter and download, subscribe, rate, and review this show. This will be another audio version. Had one video version this week so far with Colgate head men's basketball coach Matt Langle. So make sure you catch that interview all over the place as the Raiders are ready to play against Baylor this Friday at 12:40 in the West Bracket in Memphis, Tennessee, the 14-seed Colgate against the 3-seed in Baylor. And a tip of the cap thank you as well to Camillus Golf Club and Stanley Law Offices, our title sponsor of the show. Stanley Law Offices, together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Well, baseball season is here, and I'm not doing a preview for every team. I will tell you, though, I love those previews. I mean, it's a baseball-only podcast, so they can do it. But talking baseball, if you want I think their podcast is absolutely amazing. I was listening to Buster Olney's for a while, but he asked every question the exact same way, and after a while, it just got a little stale for me. And I bounced around to a lot of different ones, but you know, Buster's questions, he'll say something, and he'll go, "What do you think? What do you think? What do you think?" And I'm just like, oh, "Can you ask a question? I mean, my God, you're one of the best national reporters out there. Can you please ask a question?" Gosh, and he's great on TV. I've read him for years. I've had him on, but after a while, it's like, gee whiz. But there's some solid baseball ones out there, but talking baseball is really probably the best to me. And they do a preview on every single team. So if I missed anybody, you listen to both pods or whatever, or you're looking for something new, whatever it might be, their ratings are through the roof as well. So definitely give them a listen. But I do love every one of their team previews. I'm not going to do one for every single team, but I'll do them for the big boys. I'll do them also for teams that, you know, are of general interest to me and the season, and you know, with some star power. And there's really no more star power than the Dodgers, obviously, and I took care of them already. But the Philadelphia Phillies are a team that, you know, let's be honest. I mean, this is a season where with another huge payroll, huge expectations. Bryce Harper, superstars on the team. They've got a lot of things going on, a lot of balls in the air for this Philly club. And if you remember, you know, last year, you know, finished, you know, kind of, well, not kind of, definitely disappointing, right? You know, this is a team that went to the World Series the year before, and they went back to the NLCS. I thought they were going to go back to And I thought they were going to win the World Series. My man Shane Lacy, a really good friend of mine from my Bonnet days and my PV Moore high school days as well at Central Square. He's a diehard. He's the biggest Phillies fan I know. Well, maybe him and Keith Copeland, but Shane loves him, and we text all the time about the Phils. And I told him before the playoffs, I said, dude, I think they're going to win the World Series. And they went up 2-0 on Arizona, and I was like, here we go. Like, the home crowd, you know, Aaron Nola, Zach Wheeler, right? They were, like, unbelievable at that point in the postseason, right? They were 5-0 after those two games. I'm like, how are they going to get beat in this series? And then Arizona clawed out a 2-1 win, and then they clawed out a 6-5 win. I mean, these were close games. They won one-run games. That's the thing that was crazy, too, is that Philadelphia won 5-3, 10-0, got the pitching, got the hitting, right? Like, did everything, right? Played better defense. Then they lose 2 one-run games. They win game 5 to rebound. You're like, all right, you got to feel pretty good. Still with the pitching. Nola one more time, game 6. And then they got beat 5-1, 4-2. It got neutralized by everything Diamondbacks that was their postseason run. And it was a heartbreaker for Philly fans. You know they're always mad about something anyway, so that didn't help. So you fast forward to 2024. And, you know, expectations are as high as anybody. Braves, Dodgers in the NL and really in the AL for that matter as well. They have a big-time starting rotation. They gave Zach Wheeler the monster, I mean monster extension. So you've got Aaron Nola back. You have Zach Wheeler back. You know, you've got a pretty Suarez is back. You know, Zach Wheeler is already 33 years old, which is really something, right? You know, how much you get out of Walker in the rotation as well. If their starting pitching holds up, I think their bullpen's going to be pretty good this year too. I think their bullpen, they got a lot of arms. They got a lot of arms from different angles. Fireballers, crafty dudes. I think they got a lot out of the bullpen as well from, you know, Alvarado obviously is a mainstay for them. He's 28 years old. They have a lot of guys in their upper 20s already and early 30s on this roster, which is really hard to believe. But, you know, you look at Alvarado, he pitched in 42 games last year. He had a sub-2 ERA, you know. his whip was 1.16. You know, he had a really good strikeout-to-walk ratio. You know, he's a guy who had 10 saves. So he's one of the really important guys in any bullpen in all of Major League Baseball. And he's got a lot of guys with him. And I think the Phillies' bullpen will be better this year than last. Their starting pitching should be as good, if not better. And then their roster is as good as anybody's in the NL. And I include the LA Dodgers in there because what have the Dodgers done? I remind people, what have they done besides spending billions of dollars? They have nothing to show for it except for a COVID-1 World Series. That's it. That's the list. They've gone to multiple World Series. They've won 1,000 division championships. Great. Philadelphia has been to a World Series more recently. Philadelphia has as good a roster because they have guys who know how to win. The Dodgers, again, show me before we start talking about them. Honestly. Other than the hype and the craziness and the contracts and the stars. Seriously, they've won nothing. I know they have Freeman, Betts, Otani, Yamamoto. They have a lot of Walker Buehler. They got a lot of players I really like. But go win something. The Phillies, Trey Turner, 30 years old. Harper, 31 years old. You know where I'm going with this. They've been to a World Series recently. I'm not saying a window is closing anytime soon by any stretch of the imagination. But I am saying with guys in their late 20s and early 30s in a young man's game that time goes pretty darn fast and you're going to blink pretty soon and Bryce Harper will be in his mid-30s. They got to get one here pretty soon. And I know they got to deal with the Braves in the East and the Dodgers and others in the entire NL and the Astros are on the other side. But this group has got to try to get up over the hump this year, next year, or the year after that when guys really, really start to age. Wheeler's going to be 36 or 37 at the end of that contract. Noah's going to be 33, 34. So, you know, you gotta win one here pretty soon. But for the here and now, late 20s, early 30s, if they stay healthy, the Phillies should be a playoff team. If they don't win the division, they're going to be a wild card. There is close to a guarantee for me to make the playoffs. They got a big-time roster. I'm going to break that down even more next. Here on the ML Sports Platter, brought to you by our good friends at Welch & Company Jewelers, please shop the showcase at welchjewelers.com. Wedding rings, engagement rings, and a heck of a lot more. Bracelets, necklaces, awesome jewelry at welchjewelers.com. And you can also Also, visit them if you're in and around Central New York, right across from Lonergan Park, Route 11 in North Syracuse. Welch & Company Jewelers, the official jewelry store of the ML Sports Platter. More on the platter next. Phillies talk coming up. ML Sports Platter back with you all over the major platforms. Download, subscribe, rate, and review, and we appreciate the support of Stanley Law Offices, the title sponsor of the program. Together, they'll work to get you the maximum reward. Log on to stanleylawoffices.com for more. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well, to Ken's Auto Detailing, Liverpool Physical Therapy, Burn Dairy, and CH Insurance. Make sure you bundle that home and auto today with CH Insurance. Log on to chinsurance.cc today. And don't forget, they've got that cybersecurity to help you out as well. You look up and down the roster. Power. Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper. Hitting for average contact, whatever you want to call it. The Trey Turners of the world, right? The Castellanos of the world, right? They've got a great mix of lefties, righties, average, power, and more. They're one of the best defensive teams in baseball. Whit Merrifield, you can move him around as well. They've got speed. This team does use the analytic crap to a large degree, but they also do baseball stuff to mix and match. And that is really, I think, why the Phillies have had even more success than so many other teams in baseball the last, I don't know, 2 to 4, 3 to 5 years, whatever you want to say. And I like the way they approach the game. I like the way, you know, they've built the roster. I like the way that they think. I like the way that they commit to players. I think they've got, you know, I think Alex Anthopoulos is the best general manager in baseball. But when you look at Sam Faldon, what he's been able to do, you know, this is a pretty good, you know, nucleus that they've had. They just haven't been able to, you know, get up over the hump. I mean, they made the World Series just a couple of years ago, obviously. And you know, the Philly fans are searching, they're dying, you know, for a World Series championship. When you look at this team, you know, they won it all in 2008. You know, and for the rosters and the money that they've spent, that might seem like forever for that fan base, right? 16 years coming up here this October. They made the World Series in 2022 and made one in 09, lost to the Yankees year before 08. They won it against the Rays, and then they hadn't made one since 93, and then it was 83, and they hadn't won one since 80. And when you think about the Philadelphia Phillies and you think about their unbelievable history in terms of longevity, you know, the Philadelphia Phillies have been around since 18 friggin' 83, man. That's a long, 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 long time, man. That's a long time. They were the Quakers and the Phillies into the Phils, you know, Philadelphia Blue Jays / Phillies, whatever the hell that means. I don't even know what that means. I've never seen that before. And that must be, I guess that's why they wear a little bit of that blue. I don't know what, I remember the Phils part and all that, but you know, they've had great players, Hall of Famers, you know, they've had Mike Schmidt and Robin Roberts and, you know, tremendous players. But they've only got 2 World Series wins, right? In the history of the franchise. So, we know the list of unbelievable players. My God, I mean, Richie Ashburn, Steve Carlton, you know, I mean, goodness gracious, it goes all the way back to just unreal. You know, even guys who played there who weren't starting as Phillies, who went in free agency, like Roy Halladay, and my God, Pedro Martinez, Jim Tomey, Ryan Sandberg, I mean, Scott Rowland, all these kind of guys, man, like, you know, just tremendous, tremendous players. So, it's a proud franchise. It's in a big time heater of a market. Those Philly fans are brutal, wicked passionate, but, you know, we'll see what they do this year. The division title thing is pretty interesting too, because they haven't actually won a division title since 2011. So it's been 13 years for that as well. And you can thank a lot of things for that. Predominantly the Atlanta Braves coming onto the scene. The Nats were, you know, a power for a couple year period, won a World Series, you know, what, 5 years ago already now, and now like literally nobody's left from that roster. So, but the division's changed. I just don't see Nats, Marlins, Mets coming close to Phillies, Braves this year. And that's been the case the last couple years. And I think that will be the future next few years as well. I just don't see it. The powerhouse teams are the Braves and the Phillies in that division. I do have the Phillies winning the division, but again, all you have to do is get in, and I think the Phillies will be a wild card team. I like the way they're built. They have a 1-2 punch at the start of the rotation. They've got depth in the rotation. They have a bullpen with all kinds of developed players and craftiness and fireballers. I mean, the relief, they should be able to really do some things this year. You know, and then the lineup, again, 1-9, there isn't anything you don't have. You know, you've got a star at catcher in Real Muto with depth. You've got infielders galore. You know, Bryce Harper now at first, so you're saving his legs a little bit too. You got Trey Turner, you got big time players. Whit Merrifield, you can move him around. You've got star power, balance, depth, power, hitting for average, analytic mixed with real baseball thoughts. The outfield from Castellanos to again, you're going to have a Cave and Patch sort of, you know, rotation there in left. You're going to have Rojas and Marsh doing the same thing in center. The Phillies got to get younger soon, real soon, probably after this year. And you do have a lot of youth in that outfield now, which is nice to balance with Castellanos. But again, Schwarber, 31, Castellanos, 32, Harper now 31. Merrifield 35, Wheeler and Nola in their 30s. You're going to have to start to 33, Real Muto, right? You're going to have to start to think about some younger guys because with these contracts and all the rest, it's going to age quickly. But age only matters if you haven't won. So, you got to ride that out and get younger too. But if you can kind of look back on, you know, times and go, well, yeah, but you won. It's easier to deal with, right? But I got the Phillies as a wild card team, and I think they could be a threat to go to the World Series because I think this roster really does have most of everything. Mike Lindsley here. It's an ML Sports Platter Edition, all brought to you by our good friends at Burn Dairy. Make sure you stop at Burn Dairy, grab the chocolate milk for the kids and the delicious coffee and donuts on your way into work, plus gas up your vehicle at participating locations. Burn Dairy, it's all good. And a tip of the cap, thank you as well to Liverpool Physical Therapy, our great friends at Bowers & Company CPAs, and Brian Conboy at Mass Mutual New York State. Tax-efficient retirement planning. Get with Brian today at advisors.massmutual.com. He's on Facebook and on LinkedIn as well. Your financial future, put it in the hands of Brian Conboy like we did. Super excited about the future. Brian Conboy, Mass Mutual New York State, a proud ML Sports Platter sponsor. And as I always tell you, enjoy the games.
Not everyone has the experience and passion we do to fight for every client. We know they're counting on us to protect their families, employees, businesses, and themselves. And to be there when they need us with five-star local service. The big guys just don't have our local independence or commitment to offering the best value and choice of insurance programs. Choice, competitive pricing, and five-star service. That's CH Insurance. In your corner, every day, every way.